Okay. Good chaydish of Chanukah. So, just for a few minutes before davening, so we'll learn a little piece from Likut Moran, Benigeya to Chanukah. So, this probably isn't the, not probably, this certainly is not the best way to learn this piece, but we'll do the best we can. So, in Likut Moran Tanyana, the second chaylek, so in Torah Zion, Kimurachamam Yanahagim, so Zion Yud Aleph, so piece Yud Aleph in Torah Zion. So in these editions, it's on Yud Aleph and Beis, but like the second Yud Aleph and Beis. It's two chalakim. So Yud Aleph and Beis, towards the end of the Sefer, piece Yud Aleph. So again, this is towards the end of a longer piece of Kimurachamam Yanahagim. It's Gevaldige. And all the Torahs are amazing, but this is a Gevaldige piece. So obviously, we're not going to be able to have a chance to to go through obviously the whole thing. But he connects this whole Torah that he was talking about until this point. He connects in Pis Yud Aleph. He connects it to Chanukah. Which itself is connected. The fact that it's Pis Yud Aleph is also connected to Chanukah. You know, usually we think of Chanukah, the number that jumps out of you is 8. But there's also significance to the number 11. How so? So this is a little bit less well known, but the Rosh Hashanah, and I mentioned this, we've talked about this, that the Rosh Hashanah had Kisvei Yad from the Arizal. When you get to the Kavanas of Chanukah, besides the usual Kavanas and Shar Kavanas and Kriyat Chaim. So you had Kisvei Yad from the Ari, Drush Kavanas Chanukah, of like additional Kavanas, outside of the usual, you know, Kavanas about the bracha and the actual act of lighting. We spoke about this the other night by Chaim's house. Was it Thursday night? The kavanas about looking at the candles, as kavanas about setting up the menorah is in these kavanas. So regarding the oil, so he brings down again the Ksav Yad, the Arizal said that the oil should be what you. I don't know if it's super practical these days, but the Arizal says that what you should is before Chanukah to prepare all the oil together, and it should be the volume of 11 eggs, like a beitza, 11 beitzas. That should be the volume of all the oil, and then you divide it amongst the nights as you need it. So there's reasons why that fits with the Zman and the Shir of Chanukah, Zmagen Avram about it, whatever it is. But the shear of 11 bases. And the Rizal himself hints to the fact that the reason why it's 11, there's other cheshbonos of why it's 11 eggs, but the number 11 in particular is because 11 is usually a number that's associated with that which is negative, that which is kol hamaisif is gereya, right? So 10 is usually a number that symbolizes completeness and wholeness. 11 means messed up. Right, 11 means messed up because you ruined a perfect number, right? So you went overboard. Kol HaMoisif is Gereya. There are 11, the 10 sons of Haman and Haman himself. That's 11. The number 11 comes. Huh? Alufei Esav is 11, right? There's another. So 11 always corresponds to the infrastructure of Tumah, the infrastructure of the other side. 10 is a number that symbolizes the infrastructure of Kedusha. 11 symbolizes infrastructure of the other side. And this is why in the Kavanas we find this, that there's 11 spices for the Ketores. Because the side of the Ketores is to sort of undermine the infrastructure of the other side. So says the Arizal, the fact that you should prepare 11 beitzes worth of oil for Chanukah is because that's the new Chanukah, is to be able to find Kedusha, to be able to sort of rescue neshamas, even though they're stuck in low places, like in the infrastructure of the other side, to be able to rescue them. That's part of the Kavanas of Chanukah are about. So the fact that as we'll see in a second, the fact that he connects this Torah, a Torah Storm and Chanukah, in Ois Yud Aleph, is maybe significant. So it's like this. We know that today is it's Chanukah, but it's also Erev Zeis Chanukah, right? So what's Zeis Chanukah? Zeis Chanukah is the last day of Chanukah. It's called Zeis Chanukah. Why? So it's called Zeis Chanukah because the laning of the last day of Chanukah has Zeis Chanukah Samizbech. But Api Kabbalah, the significance of the, what's the significance of the last day of Hanukkah? Why is it so? By Chassidim, it's like a Chashuv day. So what's the meaning of Zayis Hanukkah? So in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, you'll find in Chassidish Sfarim, they'll usually bring out the fact that Zayis Hanukkah is sort of a completion to Ni'ilah, right? So you have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then, you know, by extension, Shmini Atzeret, Shana Rabba, and by, you know, very late in your taxes, right? So you get the Vayter extensions, Zayis Hanukkah. In the Kisvei Ari, we'll see it's connected. But in Kisvei Ari, the significance of Zayis Hanukkah is as follows. The Arizal was Megala, and this is in Shaar Kavanos already, that every single night of Hanukkah corresponds to one of the Yudgil Midas Harachman. So the first night of Hanukkah, there are 13 words in the Baruch of Lahadlik Ner Hanukkah. The Nusach of Lahadlik Ner Hanukkah, there's 13 words. So the first night, for example, the Kavanah is to think about the Yudgil Midas Harachman that's shining through the first Midah, which is the name Kel, which is the word Baruch. So in the Kavanah, so you make the first night when you light, so the word Baruch, you're thinking the Midah of Kel. And all 13 is sort of, you know, sort of shining through that word Kel, through that Midah of Kel, but that's the second Midah. Second night is Atta, which is Rachum. And the third one is, you have Kavanah by the name Hashem, for Chanon, and so on and so forth. Until you get to the eighth night, which is last night, today is Ve'emes, and now Rav Chesed Ve'emes. Noitzer Chesed is going to be tonight. So that's by the word Kitshanu. So the question is, okay, there's only eight nights, there's 13 Midas. So that's the Rizal says, that the last night of Hanukkah, it's Noitzer Chesed, Lalofim, all the rest of the Midas is the last night. So it's 8 through 13. And so that's, in the Kisvei Ari, why Zayis Hanukkah is very significant, because it's like the completion of the Yud Gimel Rachamim. It's the most of all nights of the Yud Gimel Rachamim. It's 8 through 13, that's Zayis Hanukkah. So in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, you find that Zayis Hanukkah is related to sort of continuing and completing the Yom Neroyim, right? Like Yom Kippur. And in the Kisvei Ari, it's about the Yud Gimel Rachamim. Now that's not a contradiction, because Yom Kippur is revolving around the Yud Gimel Rachamim, right? So this slichas throughout Yom Kippur, the whole Inyan of Yom Kippur is Yigilus Rachman. So that's the Inyan of Zayis Hanukkah. All Hanukkah is related to this, but specifically Zayis Hanukkah is Inyan of Yigilus Rachman. So that's what the Rav Nachman is going to be talking about over here. We'll see in a second the connection between Hanukkah and Yom Kippur, the connection between Hanukkah and Yigilus Rachman, which is very Zayis Hanukkah-tik. So you'll see, which is also related to the number 11, as we'll see. Okay, v'zeh b'chinas Hanukkah. So again, the Torah Kim Rachamim Yinah game is really talking about the main point of the Torah, as how the Torah begins, is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu and how Moshe Rabbeinu is the quintessential Jewish leader. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu the quintessential Jewish leader? Ki merachamam yinagim. The one that leads us should have rachmanas. Right? You see, midas rachamim, gilu midas rachamim. Means that, and that's what Rav Nachman is talking about in this Torah, is that the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the midah of any Jewish leader that's coming from that world of Moshe Rabbeinu is a leader that looks at another yid with eyes of rachamim. So, in other words, and as Rav Nachman explains in this Torah, that Midas Rachamim means to recognize and to know that the saddest thing in the world is a yid that's stuck in Averis, a yid that's stuck in a low place, because it's so unbecoming and unbefitting for a yid. Neshama comes from a very high place, and it's Rachman, it's when Neshama is in a low place, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu, we know Chazal say that the last test of Moshe Rabbeinu in order to make him worthy of being Rabbeinu was that there was one sheep gets lost in the flock, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes after it, right? And what happens? And he finds the sheep that's, you know, drinking from a stream. And so Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Rachmanis, oh, you were so thirsty, I didn't know." And he carries the sheep back. So the Medrash says that Hashem says, "Oh, if you had Rachmanis on one little sheep, then you're gonna be the shepherd for my people as well." So Chazal make a point of it that you see that a person is only put in a position of leadership until they're only after they pass a test about something small, So, one of the deeper aspects of that medrash is this nakuda, is that sheep, that was a sheep that strayed off the path of the other sheep, right? So one perspective would be is like it's a shlech the sheep. It's not a good sheep. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, if you're thirsty, then come ask permission. You know what I mean? Or have patience, and I'll, you know. But it's not what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu Rachmanis. Like, if this sheep strayed off the path, it's Rachmanis because it's very thirsty. Whatever this is, Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is the meat of Moshe, is that when he sees a yid that's a lost sheep, right? So a lost sheep, Moshe Rabbeinu Adrabba doesn't become frustrated by that sheep. Has more Rachmanis on that sheep, because the biggest Rachmanis is a yid that's stuck in a low place, that's lost. That's the biggest Rachmanis, because a Jewish Nishama comes from a very high place, and the saddest thing in the world is a Ben Melech, is a prince that doesn't chapi's a prince and lives like a pauper. Even though he has a huge bank account, he doesn't know it. That's the biggest rachmanis. That's what the piece is about. So you see what the midah of rachamim does. Midah of rachamim. We spoke about this once on a Shabbos, that the midah of maybe parsha. I can't remember one of these parshas about Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov is midah of rachamim also. So we'll see. But the midah of rachamim is unique. Is that there's nothing you can do to stop it. What I mean. The more proofs you bring to the Baal HaRachamim how this person doesn't deserve good things, Adrabba, it's bigger Rachmanis, right? So if the guy deserves good things, then of course he's going to get good things. And if the guy doesn't deserve good things, it's Adrabba, it's more of a Rachmanis on the guy. So no matter which way you go, the Midas Rachamim is evoked, right? So that's what the Midas Rachamim is able to overcome all things. That's, again, we'll see in a second, that's why, to a certain degree, Chanukah is connected to Midas Rachamim, is because what was going on by Chanukah? It was terrible, right? It was terrible. Like, everyone was a lost sheep. Klal Yisrael were straight off the path, right? You had a handful of Chashmonoim, that's about it. Pach Echad Shel Shemen, Zeu. So where did they get such an unbelievable Zach to bring down such a light of Chanukah? The answer is Rachmanis. It's Rachmanis. So I mean, from the perspective of din and, you know, even midas hachesed, they didn't deserve it. But when it comes to midas rachamim, adrabba, they didn't deserve it because they're such in a low place. It's a bigger rachmanis. So it automatically, the lower the yidin sunk, right, the more midas rachamim were evoked. And so that's sort of a shining. That's sort of the backdrop of Chanukah, is that this whole inyan of us being zeichet to such a yontif, despite our spiritual low state, is midas rachamim. Again, that, you know, that's why there is a connection between Chanukah and Yaakov Avinu, right? Pach Echad Shel Shem. Yaakov Avinu goes. He wrestles with the Malach of Esav because he went to go look for the little jars, the pachim ketanim, the kadmonim he bring down. That was my sabbisim labanim for the Pach Echad Shel Shem as well. So you see, Yaakov Avinu is connected to. Moshe Rabbeinu and Yaakov Avinu are connected to each other as well. So that's why the Zohar says Yaakov Milagav, Moshe Milabar. Yaakov is on the outside, Moshe is on the inside, right? So Yaakov and Moshe are related to each other. They're both, you know, Yaakov Avinu is our father. We're called Bnei Yisrael, and anyone that teaches someone Torah is as if they're their father also. So we're also Bnei Moshe, right? So it's like. Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu relate to each other. So Yaakov brings us Chanukah with the looking for the Pachim Ketanim. So the jar itself is from Yaakov Avinu, but what's in the jar? Oil. The oil of the menorah. It says in Pasuk, in Parshas Baloischa, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kach lecha shemen zayizach kasis lamar. That the oil of the menorah had to be owned by Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Moshe Rabbeinu gives it to Aaron. The Chazon Ish writes, we know this in Halacha, that all the... The first hadlaka was done by Aaron HaKohen, right? Balois Chasaneiris. But ever since then, any future hadlaka of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chazon Ish says, is only just a continuation of that original flame that was ignited by Aaron HaKohen. And every Chanukah candle, the Ramban writes in Parshas Nasai, in the beginning of Parshas Balois Chas as well, is that any Chanukah candle is also a continuation of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, which means all the Chanukah candles that we have is a continuation of that first flame that was ignited by Aaron, using whose oil? Moshe Rabbeinu. So the jar is from Yaakov, the Pachim Ketanim. The oil is Moshe Rabbeinu. So the outside is Yaakov, the inside is Moshe. The outside is Yaakov, the inside is Moshe. And so that this is the, and Moshe Rabbeinu, so both Yaakov and Moshe both have this quality of Rachamim, right? We call Hashem, whenever there's a father, so father always is connected, Avinu of Harachaman, right? Avinu of Harachaman. So a father is Rachman, it's Midas Rachman. So Yaakov Avinu is our father, so he embodies Midas Rachman, right? Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Din, Yaakov is Rachman. And Moshe Rabbeinu is also our father, spiritually speaking, and therefore he's our leader. And our leader, our father of Moshe Rabbeinu, is also dependent on his Midas Rachamim, Kim Rachamim Yinahagim, the one that has compassion on you, can lead you. So Yaakov is Rachamim, Moshe is Rachamim, just Yaakov is more Chitzaini, so he's our physical father, he gives us the jar of Hanukkah. Moshe Rabbeinu is more the Panimi, and he gives us the oil of Hanukkah. But the Inyan of Hanukkah is Midas Rachamim. Because there's no way that Klal Yisrael would have been able to be zeichet to the miracles of Hanukkah based on our worthiness. So how were we zeichet to it? Because it's Rachmanis. The Ravonis were Rachmanis on us. And it's Davka because of our low state. That's the lower we were, the more we evoked the Midas Rachamim from the Ravonis Shalom. And that's what's going on. That's why it's 11. It's 11, again, like I said, the volume of 11 eggs is the oil. Because again, 11 means the infrastructure of the other side. So, but it's from there that we're zeichet to the unbelievable light of Hanukkah, because it's Rachmanis, like Adrab, it's Rachmanis. Like, look at us, we're stuck in the Malchus of Yavan, you know, Ad Kedei Kach that we're Misyavnim Kilu. So it's that's a bigger Rachmanis. It's a bigger Rachmanis. So let's see what he says. Yeah, right. So if it's kulei zakai, so it's fine. If it's kulei chayv, it's rachmanis. It's rachmanis. It's that's the nekuda. It's midas rachman. So, yes, let's see together. V'zeh b'chinas Chanukah. That's late already. V'zeh b'chinas Chanukah. So this is inyan Chanukah. Ki inyan Chanukah, da, ki kol echad ve'echad k'fi ma shezoicha lifel b'akashasa b'yom ha-kippurim, to whatever degree you were zoicha to accomplish, you know, on Yom Kippur, however the Rabbanu Shalom responded to whatever madrega of response you got on Yom Kippur, Dainu Bakasha Slachna, which what's Yom Kippur about? He's asking for forgiveness, for kapara, Ken Yesh L'Chanukah. That's, to that measure, to that degree, you'll have a Chanukah. So Chanukah is in measure with your Yom Kippur. Kaidei Slachna Nasa Chanukah. Through Slachna, through asking for Achmanis, for kapara, so you get Chanukah. So now Rav Nachman goes like this. Moshe Rabbeinu asked for forgiveness for us. Slachna, he asked after the Chet Meraglim, right? V'adei Chet Meraglim garmu churban beis hamikdash. And we know that because of the Meraglim, right, that was Tisha B'Av, right? So Hashem said, oh, you're crying for nothing. So it'll be Bechila Daira, so we have which is Tisha B'Av, the churban beis hamikdash. So Bishmas is destroyed because of the Chet Meraglim. Hashem said to them, that you cried for nothing. So you'll have a crying forever. You know, until Mashiach comes, that's Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av, which is Churban Beis HaMikdash, is a result of the Chet Meraglim. That night was Tisha B'Av. Shabbai Nechar Beis HaMikdash, which is where the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So the Chet Meraglim equals Churban Beis HaMikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu davening that we should be forgiven from the Chet Meraglim, therefore equals what? Chanukah Beis HaMikdash. That Beis HaMikdash is like, is being, the, its soul is being ripped out of it by the Chet Meraglim, right? And now it's only a matter of time until it falls apart, right? There was, you know, but what, so what's Slachna, what's the Kapar, what's the Tikkun that Moshe Rabbeinu tries to bring to the Chet Meraglim, is returning the soul of the Beis HaMikdash that it should be able to continue on, which is itself is Chanukah. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu bikesh al zeslachna, ki v'zeh ha'chet v'abagam tulim kol havaynis. And the truth is, all problems come from the issue of the Meraglim. Ka'idei zeh ha'pagam necher Beis HaMikdash. Again, if the Meraglim equal Churban Beis HaMikdash, without a Beis HaMikdash, we have problems. If we had a Beis HaMikdash, then all of our affairs would be taken care of daily. He says like this, when the Beis HaMikdash is around and it's acting, you know, and then, you know, the high voltage, then all of our averus, we're cleaned anyway from averus. K'meshakos of tzedek yolan ba. The pasuk says that you'll sleep in Yerushalayim tzedek with righteousness. Pirush Rashi. Rashi says ki tomid shel shachar haymechaper al averus shel laila. The tomid shel ben rabayim haymechaper al averus shel yom. The daily karbanis in the base of Migdash, the tomid shel shachar wiped us clean from the averus of the previous night. Tomid shel ben rabayim of the evening wipes us clean from the averus of that day. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash is Yom Kippur. Like the whole thing of Yom Kippur, which is cleaning a Jew out of Averis, that's what the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be. So what does it mean? So Churban Beis HaMikdash means no Yom Kippur. Rededicating the Beis HaMikdash means Yom Kippur. And that all happened by Moshe Rabbeinu with the Chet HaMeraglim. You follow this? So the Chet HaMeraglim, which means removal of the Beis HaMikdash, so Moshe Rabbeinu comes to fix that with Slachna, with his tefillas, to sort of return the Beis HaMikdash. What does the Beis HaMikdash accomplish? Kaparas Avinas on all levels, which is Yom Kippur Dik. And since returning the Beis HaMikdash, Moshe Rabbeinu's efforts to return to us the Beis HaMikdash, so to speak, with davening for a kapar for the Chet HaMeraglim, means rededicating the Beis HaMikdash. That's Chanukah. So Chanukah means to rededicate the Beis HaMikdash. Rededicating the Beis HaMikdash means that now we have a mechanism in place to clean up our Averis, which is B'chinas Yom Kippur. And so Chanukah and Yom Kippur are related to each other and connected also to the Chet HaMeraglim. So we'll see in a second. He says, Ki Yisrael Am Kaddish, Lefi Goydel Rech Niyusam V'dakusam. Because again, going back, the Kal Yisrael, because of our holiness and sensitivity, Ein Yichon Lisa Aleim HaMasa Shel Oven Afilo Yom Echad. This inyan of the Beis HaMikdash causing a kapara every single day for Klal Yisrael, why does it do that? The reason why it does that is because it's Rachmanis on Yidden to carry Averis around. Because it's so weighty, it weighs heavily on us, it's not who we are. So the reason why the Beis HaMikdash itself causes a kapara daily, right, is itself because it's Rachmanis. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is poil. So Moshe Rabbeinu returns us the Beis HaMikdash in order for us to be able to have a kapara every single day, because Moshe Rabbeinu recognizes that it's Rachmanis on Yidden not to have a kapara every single day. Alkein on its, that's the inyan of Yom Kippur is like going all the way to Chanukah, right? It's because Chanukah reveals to us, Chanukah, which is Amidas Harachamim, like we said, Chanukah reveals to us is that we need a Yom Kippur every single day, because otherwise it's Rachmanis. I should wait until next Yom Kippur to get cleaned. I can't take it. It's the saddest thing in the world. I can't wait till Yom Kippur. So Chanukah comes and says, you know what? Yom Kippur is Nimshach until, all the way. It goes beyond its borders. And to a certain degree, therefore, it's every single day. So he says, V'alkein onu tzrichim etzah Beis HaMikdash. That's why we need the Beis HaMikdash. She'ichap erlenu b'kol yoyim. U'me'eis ha'shachar of Beis HaMikdashenu. And since we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, enu yuchom lanakas etzvinu min avanis. We can't clean ourselves out from averus. There's no source of kapar without a Beis HaMikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu l'shalom sheyada kol zay. So Moshe Rabbeinu knows that it's Rachmanis if they don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Al kein maser nafshi al Yisrael. Therefore, he's maser nefesh for Klal Yisrael. Ubikesh, and he asks slachna lavayin hamazeh. So Moshe Rabbeinu is asking for us to be forgiven from the Chet HaMeraglim. Why? Because we're big tzaddikim. No, he's asking for us to be forgiven from the Chet HaMeraglim because if the Chet HaMeraglim goes unchecked, it means we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Without a Beis HaMikdash, there's no source of us having a kapar every single day. And Yid not having a kapar every single day is the biggest rachmanis in the world. So this is why Moshe Rabbeinu is davening that the Chet HaMeraglim should be at least lessened in order for us to be able to have a Beis HaMikdash. And if you have a Beis HaMikdash, then we'll have a kapar every single day because it's rachmanis if we don't have that, because a Yid is weighed down by his averus. And that's a big rachmanis. So again, that's the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu davening for the slachna on the Chet HaMeraglim, thus returning to us the inyan of Beis HaMikdash, that's Chanukah, which is to rededicate the Beis HaMikdash. That the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't be taken away from us. It shouldn't be given, taken over by the Greeks. It should be returned to our jurisdiction in order, why we deserved it. No, because we didn't deserve it. And if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, then we're going to be weighed down by our own averus. So it's Rachmanis. That's why we need the Beis HaMikdash back. Not because we deserve it. Chanukah, we didn't deserve it. But Adarabba, because we don't deserve it, that's why we need it. That's exactly the point of Chanukah, which is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for. Like, what tshuva did Klal Yisrael do by the Meraglim? No tshuva. So it's Rachmanis. It says, Ki yodah shebezeh chei toli churban habayis. Moshe knew that this Avera of the Meraglim would destroy the Beis HaMikdash, which removes our source of Kapara, and then we're weighed down by our Averas. So he says, just a few more minutes, and when Moshe Rabbeinu is poil through Slachna, is a rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. B'chinas Chanukah, hefa churban habayis, the opposite of churban Beis HaMikdash. V'chein kol echad, that's what goes on. K'fi ma shezoich lifel bakosha slachno b'yom kippurim, to the degree that you were able to be poil, rachmonis on yourself, on Yom Kippur, by asking Hashem for forgiveness, not because you deserve it, but because it's rachmonis. It's rachmonis on you. Shadeza nistakin begam churban habayis, which ultimately goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu davening for us after the Meraglim, to return to us the Beis HaMikdash because it's Rachmanis, not because we deserve it. So that means that you're Yom Kippur, you saved your Beis HaMikdash from the hands of the Yevanim to ensure that you have a source of Kapara, even though you don't deserve it. That's Bechinas Chanukah, and that's exactly what Chanukah is. Nimsa Shechanukah Nasa Aide Slachna. So Chanukah is caused because of Midas Rachamim, and the Slich and Kapara that is evoked by the Midas Rachamim on Yom Kippur. V'alkein Ramaz Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom Tzerv Chanukah V'Vazal Slachna. And that's why in the Pasuk of Slachna, of Moshe Rabbeinu davening for us, Davka because we don't deserve it, that we should have a Beis HaMikdash, Davka because we don't deserve it, that we have Chanukah in that Pasuk. How so? Because the Pasuk says, Ki Slachna L'Avayna Al-Mazeh Ki Goyil Chazdecha V'Chashu Nesasa, right? That Pasuk, who Rosh Hatev is Chanukah. Right, as you see over here, Hazeh kegoydel chazdecha v'kasha nesas, says Rosh Hashanah is Chanukah, ki Chanukah nasa de slachna kanal. That's the vart. So again, that's the great rachmonis, and again, that's the name of Zois Chanukah, where the Yud Gimel Rachamim from 8 to 13 is shining, because to a certain degree, that's the backdrop of all of Chanukah. The backdrop of all of Chanukah is we don't deserve it. We brought the Golus of Yavin on ourselves by translating the Torah into Greek, by becoming more connected to the Greek culture. We brought the Golus on ourselves. And we didn't really do much of a tshuva. We had a handful of tzaddikim that were fighting on our behalf, but the rest of Klal Yisrael were not really involved. And yet, Chanukah comes a mitzvah where it's ner l'kol echad v'echad. Right? It's not like the mitzvah could have been like Beis Din lights Chanukah candles. No. Ner l'kol echad v'echad. Why? We didn't deserve it. We did everything to mess ourselves up. The answer is, adarab, it's rachmanis. Adrav, that's exactly the point. Look how sad they were. Look how sad the situation is. Because the Rabbanu Shel Olam is our father, so the lower the child goes, the more rachmanis the father has to the child. And that's the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Yaakov Avinu. That's again, like I said, they're both connected to Chanukah. Yaakov gives us the pach, Moshe gives us the oil, and that's what Chanukah is. So Hashem shed rachmanis on us and return us to the Beis HaMikdash, not because we deserve it, because Adrav, we need it more than any other generation. Shbezecha to see Yeshua and a chamas like that, and be madlik the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, the way it's supposed to be. Be as good to the barachim and the hair of Yemenu. Amen.